Welcome to this podcast of Sunday nights on ABC Local Radio. Podcast of Sunday nights on ABC Local Radio. I hope you enjoy the program. It's a big week for members of the Uniting Church in Australia. The Church's National Council, the Assembly, has decreed it a week of prayer and fasting for Indigenous justice. And with Rosie's story on the news, that story of a person who, suffering from fetal alcohol syndrome, find themselves in prison in Western Australia, even though being a native and resident of the Northern Territory, we've become aware of just the continuing issues facing Australia's Indigenous people. So across the country, the Uniting Church and its congregations are being encouraged to exercise a daily practice of prayer and fasting. And yes, it has got something to do with its Lent, the period leading up to Easter. Well, this evening, to talk about something that's going to be happening in the ACT in the next few days, I'm joined in the studio by the chairperson of the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress, the Reverend Ronan Garawara, and with him, the National Director of Uniting Justice, the Reverend Eleni Poulos, together with Pastor Stuart McMillan, the moderator of the Northern Synod of the Uniting Church of Australia, and Mark Guglia. Welcome to you all.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Stuart, perhaps I could come to you first and ask what the event is that you're focusing on through this week, because I understand you're going to end up in Canberra next Sunday.
We are indeed going to end up in Canberra. A Destiny Together is, as you said, we've called the church across the nation to prayer, invited the church to fast and pray, traditional practice in the life of faith communities. We're doing that because we want to encourage people to be prayerful about the matters of justice and recognition and reconciliation for Indigenous peoples. So when we go to Canberra next week, on Tuesday, there will be a prayer vigil outside the Parliament beginning at 10:30 in the morning, which will be led by the Reverend Ronan Garawara, who's with us in the studio, and by our Assembly President, the Professor Reverend Andrew Dutney.
That event will focus on two or three issues, and perhaps Reverend Ronan Garawara, I can bring you into the conversation now, and with some translation help from Mark Guglia, tell us a little bit about the important things. Now, can I ask you first about the events we've seen, many Australians have seen on television this week, captured with the word Rosie's story, about a person who, suffering from fetal alcohol syndrome, has found themselves in prison in Western Australia without charge. You're somebody who has a particular care for your people. What would be the desire of the Indigenous people of the Northern Territory for Rosie? How would you like to see her treated?
Now, Dwali, my Macmillan, Camro, Dwali, Dwelling a Kabala Camro, Nakon, Intervention.
This is a very good issue. It's a very good point. It leads up to the intervention.
Now, Dwelling Camro, Mitterna.
It is a very, very important issue because we're looking at the government, how the government is looking at this issue. We want them to be able to look at it and understand it, not to put the story together, but except to have a separate view in how to look at this sort of issue.
I imagine your idea of justice is in some ways different from the way you see it happening now to somebody like Rosie.
Yes, the way the government is looking at it, the way the government sees the view is they want to put people like Rosie into prison, into jail, and that hurts her and her feelings. And it's a health issue there. Instead of sending them out back home and trying to listen to us of how we should discuss this matter and how we can help one another through our cultural healing authorities.
You mentioned the intervention briefly when you're responding with your answer. Is that what underlies the concern, that principle underlines the concern you have with the intervention, that there's not enough listening at the local level?
You
Yes, it is part of the intervention. Intervention is the issue. And this is where it's very, very hard when the government is not listening to us. And we want the government, the health department, whoever's in control, for instance, Justice Commission, needs to listen to us. And we can talk it over. We can solve this problem and together. And this is the only way we can come to harmony, if we actually come, sit together and talk about these issues.
The government often talks, and this is not just the current government, it was the previous government, often talk about consultation. You clearly feel that that hasn't worked successfully, that the consultation hasn't been effective.
Through the intervention, through the consultations, people have been doing it through consultation coming, is simply because the government hasn't been listening to Yolngu, hasn't been listening to us. They've just come and tell their stories, and they've actually haven't come and listened to us where we could try and help and sort things out with them.
What do you believe the approach needs to be? What's lacking in the approach? Clearly there's consultation at some level, but you seem to be suggesting it's up there and not down at the ground, and there needs to be more consultation closer to the ground.
That is the point that you've just raised, the issue about consultation, someone being up there rather than being on the ground. Because we're on the land, we're sitting down on the land, and that is where we need you to come and sit down with us and listen to us so we can help out and sort out the issues and work together.
This has to do with country, that every group has its country. And unless you understand the local group in its country, you can't really understand what their needs are.
You've understood it exactly.
This is the point. You've understood it exactly, and that you've explained it just perfectly.
This is something that has been going on for years, and Stuart and Eleni, I'll get you to come into the conversation at this point. Eleni, you've got a responsibility for social justice in the Uniting Church. You've been listening and hearing both sides and the way they conduct this conversation over the years. What's your hope for this week's events?
John, we're hoping for a number of things that relate both to our life as a church, but also to life in Australia and what is possible. For us, prayer and fasting is one way to unlock our imaginations. It's a way to engage our hearts and our minds to see things differently. So many aspects of the continuing disadvantage of our First Peoples seems for many to be, they're intractable problems. That's how they seem. A week of prayer and fasting with a public expression of that prayer outside Parliament House is intended to shift the ground a little for people, to demonstrate, to witness to the fact that there's another way of being in relationship, and that the heart of that relationship is that we have a destiny together, both of us, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal in this country, and that for us as a church and as Christian people, the act of prayer and fasting is one way to, as I said, unlock our imaginations and, begin to engage in a different way of being together.
Do you have any specifics you're calling on? Because your action is taking place in Canberra, outside Parliament House, it clearly meant for some people to take notice. Are there specifics that you're requesting or asking for?
So, I mean, as we've been talking about, the Stronger Futures legislation, which started as the intervention, is a major concern. And this whole week began with the members of the Assembly in July 2012 listening to the stories of Uniting Church members in remote communities in the Northern Territory, telling their stories of how they were experiencing the intervention and now Stronger Futures. And it was as a response to that that this idea grew. The other issue of focus, and again a resolution that we passed at that assembly, was around constitutional recognition. The Uniting Church changed the preamble to our constitution in 2009, and we've seen the difference that that makes for all of us in the church. And so, again, we want to witness to the fact that that change is possible and that constitutional recognition is an important part of the next step of this country towards reconciliation.
Stuart, as a moderator in Northern Territory, these issues of land and people, you jumped in and said, exactly, this must be something that you've recognised for some time. And it's clearly linked to the constitutional issue too, because constitution is about prior ownership, who was here first. Why is this so significant?
I think it is critical issue. I'm blessed to have spent 32 years in the Northern Synod and to have lived and worked and been adopted into Indigenous families and speak an Indigenous language, and that's given me a great insight into their understanding of land and law. And that's been a privilege. Constitutional recognition is fundamental for my Indigenous brothers and sisters. Their identity, our history is one of their identity not being recognised. They weren't people in this nation according to the colonisers. It wasn't until Mabo that Terra Nullius was overturned, a land without people. And so this form of recognition is so significant. And we hear not only the elders, we hear young Indigenous people speaking so passionately about what this means for them to have that recognition. And of course we, you know, as people of faith, we understand how important it is to be valued and to have some sense of worth. And so constitutional recognition is so much more than just the words on the paper.
Reverend Ron Ongarawarra, the last word from you. Constitutional recognition, a significant starting point?
Yes, this is the aim, this is the main aim, the recognition, because we need to sit down together, we need you to understand us, we need you to recognize us. We've been fighting, we've been arguing about these issues for a long, long time. It's time that we come together, sit together, and create a better life for us all.
Rosie's story, the intervention, the constitution, just three of the issues concerning a week of prayer and fasting for Indigenous justice taking place in Canberra in this coming week. Reverend Eleni Poulos, Pastor Stuart McMillan, Mark Goulia, and the chairperson of the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Congress, the Reverend Ron Ongarawarra, thank you for joining us on Sunday night.
Thanks, John.
This has been a podcast of Sunday Nights on ABC Local Radio. Thank you for listening.